World War II, they had the military or war technologies of the fertilizer plants, were really munitions plants that were turned over to producing nitrogen fertilizers, and the poison gas that they produced during the war turned into pesticides, and the fertilizers and the pesticides allowed farmers to move away from the diversified farms that they'd had up to that time and begin to specialize in producing specific crops and livestock items, which were made possible by these industrial technologies. And as they specialized in producing particular things, then the quantities were too large to sell in the local community and the local market, and they began to have to ship it to other distances. But it all made sense because it was more efficient. And then the specialization came with mechanization and the larger sized farming operations. And that was followed then, the specialization on the farm, by the geographic specialization. And that was brought about by the improvements in the highway system in the country, and particularly the interstate highway system that came on in the 1950s, which made it easy to ship food and agriculture products all across the country, because up until then you had to ship it by rail, and it was slow and costly and inconvenient to ship many of the food items that way. And that way we began to see the emergence of particular production areas such as California and Florida that would produce the produce and the fruits and things of that nature. And when we got to that point, it was no longer necessary to eat local, because you could eat stuff that was shipped in from all around the country. And it was no longer necessary to eat in season, because you could simply ship something in from somewhere where it was in season. And there was no need to preserve things locally in season and store them, because you could get things all year round.